Well, I had the chance yesterday to catch up with Vince Coulthard, who's the chair of the Anyamutya Land Association, the Indigenous people of this area, and I spoke to him about Wilpena Pound and its importance to Indigenous people.
Anyamutya Yarta. Anyamutya comes from the word rock, rock people or rock group. Adnya is rock and Mutna is a group. So it's, Anyamutya and Yarta is country.
And some of the more beautiful country in South Australia, eh?
Yeah, it certainly is. It's probably one of the oldest mountain range in the world, but also a very beautiful part of this world.
Yeah.
People come from pretty much from all parts of all walks of life to come and see it.
Is that a source of pride for the local Indigenous people, that it's really on the international map now as a tourist destination?
Yeah, and has been for quite some time. Yeah, certainly Wilpena has been an attraction for both international and obviously intra-national.
Is it? It's from all over, really.
Yeah, business from all over. Yeah.
So there's you can read the stories about the amphitheatre, the natural amphitheatre being what was once a huge mountain range that's now eroded down over the years. What are some of the local stories of the Aboriginal people?
Well, it's believed by our people that the mountain ranges was formed by the two Okuru travelling south. The Okuru is Dreamtime Serpents that travelled south to what is now known as Wilpena Pound. To the Adjumutna people, it's Ikara. That's in the Adjumutna name for Wilpena Pound. But it is formed by the two Okuru that came down and circled the people there while they were having a ceremony. And it's a place of importance to us. It reminds us of our laws, and our, the importance of laws for Adjumutna people.
Plenty of sacred sites about that perhaps the visitors don't see and learn about.
Wilpena Pound is as I said, a very sacred and significant part of the world for Adjumutna people, and they are enormous amount of art galleries and so forth around the place, and a lot of living archaeological significance. Certainly is a very special place to Anyamutya people.
The Anyamutya people have been now heavily involved with the tourism operations there as well. How critical has that been for local job opportunities and for people to be able to gain employment through being heavily involved in their culture and their history?
Yeah, what's happened in recent time, well, first I should go back a bit. Anyamutya people have been involved with tourism for quite a number of years. In actual fact, my dad was one of the first tour guides in the Flinders Ranges. That's Anyamutya tour guide. We're by working up at Arkaroola. But in recent times, we then went on about 18 years ago, set up a little cultural awareness tourism operation up in the Flinders at a place called Eagwater, and that's continuing to this day, and quite popular. One of the things that Anyamutya people move towards is the acquisition of the resort in partnership with IBA at Wilpena, and that's happened just over 12 months ago in June last year, with the view of having Anyamutya people employed in all aspects of the resort. Obviously culture plays an important role here, cultural guides, but also just to have Anyamutya faces in the resort. People come to Australia to see what, and you hear this all the time, they come to see the Great Barrier Reef, they come to see Uluru, and they come to see Wilpena Pound. And they come to see Aboriginal people, getting an experience with Aboriginal people, and I think we should be able to offer that. Certainly we've been offering it up at Eagwater, but it'd be great to be able to offer that opportunity at Wilpena. And that's one of the things we're striving to do, is get our people, the young people in in all areas of hospitality, and certainly there's other areas in that's needed as well, in retail and just in certainly cultural tourism.
We've talked about this quite a lot on our program, that the what's demanded of when it comes to cultural tourism is becoming much more sophisticated than the old days of a tour group just seeing a performance or a dance is not really what should be offered anymore. It should be much more embracing of local people and employment opportunities and much more genuine, if you like, experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, if from the days when Dad was a tour guide, he'd share or take people on a four drive tour, but part of that four drive tour, he'd stop and talk to them about plants, about the importance of plants, not only to from a European perspective, but also from an Ajumatan perspective. A lot of the plants that carry bush tucker, so it is introducing the other side to a lot of the beauty that you look around and see. So this is one of the things we plan to integrate here at Wilpena, and certainly we do that up at Igwater, is to give people that other experience, giving people a better knowledge of the area from an Ajumatan perspective.
Mm. Oh, you got a preferred bush tucker from the area?
Oh, a lot of. I mean, we look around. We always say this. We look around. This is our supermarket. I mean, there's berries and fruit and vegetables and all the kangaroos around. I mean, the good tucker.